This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So, Jesus told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the wealth that will belong to me." So the father divided his assets between his two sons. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant region. And there, he squandered his wealth in dissolute living. When the younger son had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that region, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that region, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. The younger son would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that were used to feed the pigs, the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So the younger son set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. The father ran and put his arms around his younger son and kissed him. Then the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now, the father's elder son was in the field. And as he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. The slave replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got your brother back safe and sound." Then the older son became angry, and he refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But the older son answered his father, "Listen, for all these years, I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your assets with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to his older son, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Today, we hear a story that describes the character of God as one who forgives, who restores, and who celebrates abundantly. We hear a story of how God's people have walked away from God. They've insulted God in almost every conceivable manner. They've sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. They've squandered God's every gift. They've worshipped wealth and security, power and privilege, instead of God. They've walked away from God, and they have wandered in distant regions, foreign lands. We hear a story of how the people have sinned against God and wandered away. And we hear a story of how God, who is gracious and merciful, still chooses to forgive these wayward people. How God does not hold this sin against them. Far from it, God continues to love, and God welcomes these sinners home. We hear how God restores the relationship that God's people chose to break, healing the damage done by sin. We hear how God is so excited about this restoration of relationship that God celebrates it abundantly. God throws a lavish feast in celebration of God's people choosing to return to God. For they were dead, and now they are alive. Today, we hear a story of such love and belonging and hope that rests on the character of God. God who forgives, who restores, who celebrates abundantly. Now, if your first thought was that the story I am referring to is our gospel lesson, the parable of the gracious father or the prodigal son, then you would be right. And if your first thought was that the story I'm referring to is our Old Testament or Hebrew Bible lesson from Joshua, you would be right as well. You see, the character of God is the same in both of these stories. Because the character, the nature of God, as one who forgives, who restores, who celebrates abundantly, does not change. That is who God has always been, that is who God is presently, and that is who God will always be. Even in a book like Joshua, this nature of God shines through. Our reading from Joshua, it describes the first Passover celebration after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. After God worked through Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to liberate God's people from enslavement in the land of Egypt, God's people wandered. They wandered for 40 years. And in that time of wandering, they committed many of the same sins that we see the prodigal son commit in our gospel lesson. They insulted God, demanding that God serve them and not the other way around. They squandered God's gifts. They worshiped wealth and power instead of God. And they realized just how much they needed God. So they returned to God. And they repeated this cycle, not just once, but many times in their 40 years in the wilderness. But eventually, those 40 years came to an end. Until for the very first time in four decades, The people got to celebrate the Passover in a new land, in a new home. And to kick this celebration off, every single male was circumcised. Now, this might not sound like the start of a great party to us, but that is because as Christians, we are more likely to view circumcision as a burden, as a part of the law that we would like to be liberated from, rather than a sign of God's grace. But for the Israelites, this mass circumcision that began this Passover celebration, it was not a burden. It was a gift of grace. You see, circumcision was a reminder of the covenant that God had made with their ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, a covenant in which God named them as God's own children, and God promised to love them always. For a people who knew that they had sinned against God and were horribly afraid that God would abandon them, this act of circumcision was not a burden, but a gift. It was God renewing the covenant with them. It was God telling them that they are still God's people and God is still their God. It was God telling them that God's love for them has remained steadfast, that they continue to belong to God, that God gives them life, and that their hope is found in God. For the Israelites, this mass circumcision was the best way to celebrate, because it meant that God was with them, that God had forgiven them their sins, and God had restored them to covenantal relationship. And in absolute joy at this restoration, God threw an abundant celebration. After 40 years of living off of manna and quail, the people got to eat vegetables and fruit and grain. Now let me tell you, if you had eaten manna and quail for 40 years, okay? And mind you, that for some of these people, that's their entire lives. Manna and quail every day. Then the thought of eating anything else is like the most lavish of feasts. Broccoli is looking real good at this point. God threw a celebration like the people had never seen before. A celebration of forgiveness and restored relationship. And we see that same celebration of forgiveness and restored relationship in the parable of the gracious Father, because that is who God is. God is our gracious parent. God is the keeper of the covenant. God's very nature is the one who forgives, who restores relationship, and who celebrates that abundantly. So my siblings, today, I implore you to believe. Believe in the nature of God. Believe that God is the one who forgives, who restores relationship, who celebrates lavishly. Believe, because it's all over the Bible. Whether you read about God in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, or you read about God in the New Testament, the nature of God, it does not change. Whether you read about God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, or the Holy Spirit, the nature of God does not change. God forgives, God restores relationship, and God celebrates that abundantly. Believe it, because that is who God is in the Bible. And believe it Because that is who God is in your life. I implore you to believe in the nature of God as the one who forgives, restores, and celebrates abundantly, because that is who God is in your life. My siblings, we carry many heavy burdens. And sometimes these are the burdens of our sins. We know that we have let God down. We have not always been the fruitful trees that Jesus wants us to be. We know that we have hurt ourselves and other people and creation through our thoughts, our words, our deeds. And therefore, we have hurt God. We know that there is much good and justice that we have failed to do. We know that we have sinned. And sometimes this sin, it can feel like a wide chasm between us and God, a breach that could never be repaired. But leaving a breach between God and God's people is not something God will let stand. To withhold forgiveness defies the very nature of God. God forgives because that is who God is. We see this time and time again. My siblings, the burden of your sin, whatever that sin may be, it is forgiven because God forgives. And every sin that is forgiven is a renewal of God's covenant, steadfast love, inclusive belonging, and living hope. Every sin that is forgiven is a restoration of relationship with God. Your sins, they are forgiven, and you are made whole again with God. You are God's child, and God is your gracious parent, for God is the keeper of the covenant. God restores. So rejoice. Rejoice in the forgiveness and in the restoration of God. Rejoice because to God, the forgiveness of your sins, your restoration of relationship with God, it is cause for the most abundant of celebrations. God rejoices because you are God's child. God rejoices because God loves you. And that is cause for celebration. So my siblings, today, I implore you to believe in the nature of God. God who forgives. God who restores relationship. God who celebrates abundantly. Amen.